going to meet them. You're going to greet them. You're going to shake their hand over there on the other side. Do you believe that? Away, and we're going to hear less than that. I'm ready to press play right now.
Amen.
God bless you. We had a wonderful service Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
What a communion.
Amen.
same as sitting in the back room there. He says, I think that was the best service we ever had. Definitely the best communion service. He kept saying, how can it get better and better? But in him, it always gets better.
Amen.
Who wants to be God's billboard?
Amen.
Amen. That's the truly desire of our heart. Is there's only one way to do that, is to see Christ in you. He says, because you become his advertisement.
Amen.
He says, in the look, and I was on the internet the other morning, and it kind of struck me. I looked up an old, have you ever seen an old billboard that the paint's peeling off of it and everything? It's like, why don't they tear that thing down and get rid of it? But that's how we could look in the sight of God.
Yes.
He said, that's not how we want to look. We want to look like a pure, white, beautiful bulletin board right before him, that all that people can see is they don't see us, they see him. That's the desire of our world, and we're proud to tell the world that we are one of his.
Amen.
By his mercy and grace, as we're fellowshipping, it's wonderful in God's economy that there's no big me's and little you's. That he loves us all the same.
Amen.
Each one of us. We all have our in that big foundation that he's pouring and making. Each stone has its place.
Yeah.
I was telling him the other night, I was watching, Sister Valerie likes to put together puzzles. Yeah, I'm definitely not a puzzle person. And all those little pieces and everything else, and it was a picture of the United States of America. And you get down to the end, it's really neat, but one piece of the puzzle missing, and it's not complete.
Amen.
It takes that one little piece, and it looks cut like it's cut out like all the other pieces of that puzzle. But when it goes in, click, it's like, oh, it's done.
Amen.
It's finished. And that's what's happening to the bride right now. All those pieces, and you're all just one of those little pieces, and we're all going in. And pretty soon, that last little piece, he said, is going to go in, and oh, he's coming for his bride.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I was thinking about is today as being an advertisement, and it kind of struck me to how in the world today, and especially as in sports, is how it is in sports that athletes feel is if I can ever get good enough, if I can ever achieve that goal, that I'll get a sponsorship. It's if I can ever get a sponsorship, if I could ever get good enough, I'll get a sponsorship. And if I get a sponsorship, somebody like Nike or Under Armour or something, they'll sponsor me, and I'll have a free ride. They'll pay for everything. I'd be so proud to represent that. Hey, man, I represent God. Under Armour, man. Everything that I do, I mean, I would have won the gold medal unless I was wearing my Under Armour shirt, man. That's the reason I won that gold medal, is this. Actually, I brushed my teeth with Under Armour toothpaste. Everything is Under Armour. I'm just so proud for Under Armour. Under Armour is it. There is nothing greater than I would be telling the whole world about it. And I have this free, and I'd be lying, but I'd be telling the whole world about how great that it was, that sponsorship. But guess what? We have a sponsorship. We already have one that's been bought and it's been paid for. We've been sponsored by Christ himself.
Amen. Amen.
We'd never be good enough to have his sponsorship.
Yep, that's right.
Like an athlete, he has to keep practice. There's only a few of them to get that sponsorship.
Yep.
But to us, the price has already been paid.
Amen.
We're never going to be worthy, but he is worthy.
Amen.
And when we think that that's already been paid and sponsorship and to come out, all we want to do is reflect him.
Amen.
That's what we want to do. He is our sponsorship. And if he is, then everything that we do is like, oh man, I got the greatest sponsor in the world. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been baptized. I've got his spirit in me. I love everybody. I love the Lord Jesus. I'm going to heaven. Oh, you got to try it, man. Same sponsor. Amen. A bunch of bulletin boards doing the advertisement out there. Amen. Love, Brother Branham said the other night, he was talking about Stephen. He said Stephen was an advertisement also too. And to think about that he said when Stephen was there, And he said, calling out, he said there was 5,000 people there. But he said only one. Only one out of 5,000 saw it. And they give their life. And he said, that was our brother Paul.
Amen.
He says, that's what it did. So don't want your life to be an advertisement like Stephen. If it's just one. He says, one is worth 10,000 worlds.
Amen.
One soul. Your name is attached to that soul throughout eternity.
Amen.
He says, that's what God's bulletin board could do. It would turn in and it can turn somebody's life around. Sometimes we think, you don't do nothing. How can I do? I want to, as man, I love to work for the voice of God, or I love to do this, or I wish I could do this or doing that. You do do it.
Right.
You're doing what God's called you to do. It's back to that individual person. Whatever you do, your life reflects Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he says, don't have to preach a message. Just live that message.
Amen.
Let them see Christ living through you in the way that you act, the way you conduct yourself. And what Brother Branham said, you don't fuss and fight and go back. What did Stephen, what that must have done for Paul? There he was. He was there holding the coats while they stoned him and killed him. And he said, he looked up and he says, it looked like his face was the face of an angel.
Amen.
He said, it wasn't an angel's face. He said, it was the Spirit of the Holy Spirit upon
Amen.
Us. And that's upon us, that the people, the world, sees the Spirit of Christ just living in you. And that's, he said, that's the desire of every Christian's heart, is to be more like Him.
Amen.
Is that your prayer tonight?
Amen.
More than anything, Lord, I want to be more like You.
Yes.
Amen. But after we become His advertisement, is how can we? He says you have to keep your eye on Christ.
Amen.
He says that you have to be, he says you must always keep your eye on Christ. That's the only way you can. The life of Christ has to come out of you.
Amen.
It can't be nothing you fake. It has to be something of real life.
Amen.
And Christ, that it is in our day and each day, the prophets, he says they were the word for that day.
Amen.
Is that right? He says they were the word for that day. So we need to be like Elisha was.
Amen.
Keep our eye on Elijah.
Amen.
That was the word for our day.
Yes.
It was the word living through that man. We can't emphasize that enough.
Amen.
Because that is the revelation of this message.
Amen.
Keeping your eye on Elijah.
Amen.
And that's what Elisha did. And let's not forget to do something else that he did too. Ask for a double portion.
Amen.
Who wants a double portion? Let's give him a big hand. That double portion, he said, belongs to you. It belongs to the bride of Jesus Christ. It is ours. It's given to us. That he said, that was the greater word.
Amen.
He said he is the inexhaustible.
Yes, sir.
The inexhaustible fountain.
Amen.
Don't ask for little things. Have as much faith for the big things
Amen.
As the little things.
Amen.
That it is. My sponsorship told me anything I ask in his name, I can have it.
Amen.
I guarantee you, Under Armour doesn't do that. I guarantee you. But I guarantee you my Lord does that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ability and that power lies in you as the bride of Jesus Christ. And more that becomes a reality to us, that we really see the human part. As we were fellowshipping in the back room, the human part of Christ was a man.
Amen.
He was a man.
Amen.
He died on the cross as a man.
Amen.
He felt it. So it shows the reality of deity living in flesh.
Yeah.
Living in you.
Amen.
That you are that living word. If we once we realize that we'll go out of here. I feel that urgency even more than ever. It's, Lord, I want to be more like You, Lord. I truly want to be that bulletin board for Him, the advertisement for the world to see of Christ living to me. And tonight, that inexhaustible fountain, He's going to give us a gusher for. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads and go to prayer. We just want to thank Him. We know He's here, but we want to make a special invitation for Him to tell Him, Lord, come tonight. Be with us. He is here, but just to make Him feel welcome. He has to feel welcome. And I love that is how He said that about Elisha. He says he was down, and yes, he was in a pretty foul mood. He says, send me a minstrel. And he come down and he sung a song. And it brought the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what we do, Lord. We just sing a song to worship you, to bring your presence to us tonight.
Amen.
Because we're here to worship you. We're here to be more like you, Lord Jesus. Father, less of us and just more of you.
Amen.
Truly, bulletin boards. That when the Lord, when the world looks at us, they see you, true representatives, with a full sponsorship from heaven itself.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to be together tonight, to sit in heavenly places. Thank you that we recognize that we are your bride, Lord Jesus. That we are that predestinated seed called out before the foundation of the world. Everything that's in this word belongs to us. It's our promise. It's our inheritance, and it all belongs to us, each one of us. We love you and we worship you, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord. And so if you have any need upon your heart, we want you to hold it in your heart, because the Lord looks into the heart. He's looking right now, and he knows what your need is. Lord, look at that heart and give it to him, Lord. Because you promised us, according to your sponsorship, that what we say and ask, you'll give it to us. It's not our words, not word of a man, not word of me standing up here making a promise. It's your promise in your word, and we believe it with all of our heart. We received many prayer requests that's come in. There's many that are out there that are streaming tonight. We know that there's many hands that are up out there. The Lord sees them, no matter where you are. If you're in Europe, you're in Africa, you're in South America, you're in China, you're in Brazil, wherever you are, God sees it.
Amen.
His bride's coming to his throne tonight, believing. Under anticipation of what he's going to do. Opening up our hearts, getting ready for that word to come to feed us. Because he's going to give us, yeah, something special tonight.
Amen.
And the bride's uniting together under that word to listen to it at one time. We're going to feel his Holy Spirit move.
Amen.
Upon the bride of Jesus Christ tonight. Do you believe that with all your heart?
Amen.
Do you believe that what you have in your heart that you're asking for, he's going to give it to you?
Amen.
Yes.
Let it be so according to the word.
Yes.
Let's just sing our little song then, that we want to reach out and touch him. Lord, that's what we want to do. We just want to touch him. We want to hold on.
Amen.
We want to just hold his garment as it goes by. We are like that Syrophoenician woman. We'll take the crumbs, Lord. We'll just take the crumbs, Lord. He looks down and he says, child of mine, you don't have to take the crumbs. It's all yours. Every bit of it is yours. Feast upon it. It's yours. I give it to you. So let's just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Because you're going to find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry.
Praise the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
How thankful we are, Lord, for all that you do for us, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Father, lately so much the pouring out of your Holy Spirit upon us, Lord. It's, oh, you truly are the inexhaustible fountain, Lord.
Amen.
The giver of all good gifts,
yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Father, we just worship you tonight, and we're just so happy in our souls to be sitting together in heavenly places, knowing that we are in Christ Jesus. We are in you, Lord Jesus. And that's the only safe haven there is in this world, Lord, is in you, Lord. You are God's provided way for us in this end time. We thank you for the word, Lord, for that's what's bringing us together. The very message of the hour, it's your word, not man's word, but your word, Lord. And it's uniting your bride together in this end time, Lord. Father, for us to recognize who that we are, Lord, that we are your sheep, your little lambs, Lord Jesus. We ask you tonight to come and draw us to you, Lord Jesus. Hold us in your bosom, Lord. Hold us tight, Lord, and let us nourish from you, Lord. Father, we want to feed upon your word, Lord, tonight, because it's the word that sustains us through this journey that we're on. It's your word that perfects your bride, Lord Jesus. And Father, we're not perfect, but you're perfect. And if we're in you, then we are perfect, Lord. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Father, as we go through this life and day-to-day tests and trials, Lord, and we're up and we're down, and Lord, as we're just fellowshipping in the back room there, talking about how your servant David, it seems one minute he's up, the next minute he was down, and one minute he's up, and then he's down, and Lord, that's us. But Lord, you're always there to answer our prayers, Lord. And you're here tonight to answer every prayer of every heart. All we have to do is have the faith to believe it. And we confess within our hearts we have the faith and we do believe. We confess our unworthiness, Lord, but we believe, Lord Jesus, we are your children, Lord. And we accept, Lord, all that you have for us, your grace and your mercy. Lord, each request I know has been answered, because it's according to your word. And we say, praise your wonderful name, Lord Jesus. It's a job that's already been done, Lord Jesus. Not something that has to be done, it's already done. We just believe it right now, Lord. Come down and anoint us afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Bring down your spirit with each one of us, Lord. Go in and out of the aisles and back and forth. And may we feel your presence, Lord. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord. And if there's anything in our lives lacking, Lord, oh, put it in there, Lord Jesus. Put it in there. Mold that character into us, Lord Jesus. Help us to be more like you, Lord, so that we can truly be advertisement boards for you, Lord. That truly they see Jesus Christ living in men and women. We love you, Father. Bless and be with us tonight. Anoint us afresh, Lord. Anoint our ears and our hearts, our souls to hear this word. Bless and be with us. And Father, these prayer requests that have come in, Father, how great thou art.
Amen.
You already know them. And I believe you already met these requests. Because by faith, they wrote them out. They sent them in. They raised their hands believing. The ones that are listening in, they raised their hands by faith, believing that we would take these requests before you and that you would grant them. It has been spoken, so shall it be done. We believe, Lord Jesus. Be with us tonight, and we thank you already for what you're doing for us, Lord. Looking forward to what you're going to do for us, Lord. Bless and be with us now as we take this service and we commit it into your hands, Lord. For your honor and your glory, we say we love you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we all say, amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord. Bye.
how he's expecting?
Amen.
And I know I am. How many can say from the bottom of your heart that I am blessed?
Amen.
Yet the day that I live, I am blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I am blessed.
Well, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. I told Satan to get me behind.
privilege it is tonight to once again welcome back to this pulpit to bring us the message, Elijah and Elisha. May a double portion come upon the bride of Jesus Christ tonight as we hear the word brought by God's prophet and messenger and our pastor.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.